This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For those who believe this election hangs on the fate of the American economy, today was it, the last A-list indicator we are going to get before Election Day. Gross domestic product, that is the size of the economy, grew at an annualized rate of 2% last quarter, which is not all that great, but it's better than nothing. Here to help us sort it all out in our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond are John Carney from CNBC. He's in our New York studios. Also, Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government down in Washington, D.C. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, so John, what do you think? 2% better than nothing, but what? What do you
I'll take it. You know, 2% isn't that bad. I think we were on the verge of entering something, a more serious recession. It looks like, at least for the time being, we have avoided that. You know, it would be great to be growing faster, but 2% is better than nothing.
That's funny. I was totally going to think you were going to go the other way. But all right, Neela, what do you say? 2%?
Well, it's funny to look at what's driving that 2%. It was really the surge in federal spending, particularly defense spending.
Yep.
And that spending was maybe driven in part because the agency is concerned about the fiscal cliff. It's trying to get all of its spending and contracting in now before perhaps automatic spending cuts take place next year. So we're seeing a little uncertainty play into these numbers this time around.
That's why we have Washington on the show, so we can talk fiscal cliff, because that stuff actually matters. Hey, John, so let me ask you, just on the topic of that stuff actually matters, is GDP what we ought to be looking at as we think about this economy?
No.
I knew you were going to say.
I think that what we really need to pay attention to is the jobs that our fellow Americans don't have. Unemployment is way too high. What we need to do is start thinking about, even if we had tremendous job or tremendous GDP growth, if we're not creating the jobs that are keeping Americans employed, we're actually impoverishing our future. People are not going to develop the skills they need to be able to work in the future. This situation has gone on for way too long, and that's the metric we all need to think about.
Neela, let me use that as a pivot to the next point I want to bring up with you guys, which is corporate profits, which have not been great, tech specifically, Google and Apple and all that. I mean, if companies are feeling not great, what then can consumers derive out of that?
Well, consumers can derive a couple of things, especially in the tech sector. One of the reasons why these companies haven't been doing so well is they've been competing so much with each other. And out of that, what we're getting is all these great new products. But when you invest in products as a company, margins are much, much narrower. And so while we can benefit from the iPad mini and all these great other things that are coming our way, you know, the tech sector is going to suffer as a result of that investment.
John, talk to me, dude. What do you think about corporate profits?
I think corporate profits are probably going to face a serious hurdle in 2013. We've had pretty profitable companies for the last couple years, but in particular, the tech companies like Apple. When was the last time Apple really came up with something innovative? Their big new hoopla is the iPad, but just smaller.
Hmm.
And I think some of these companies have been running on innovations that they made earlier. Apple has now started paying out a dividend, partly because they don't know what to do with all their money. They're no longer the innovative company they used to be. The iPad is just a very big iPhone. The iPhone was a revolutionary device. Ever since then, we're just getting bigger and smaller versions of it. I don't think that's going to portend well for their profits.
All right, dude. I'll tell you what. I'm going to step aside because you are sure to be hit by lightning. I'm just saying. Criticize Apple. You know how it goes.
It's heresy to criticize Apple.
I'm going to just say I don't even think Apple is a tech company anymore.
I think
they're now, you know, they're a phone company.
But quickly, you look at its stock chart today. It closed at $604. That's off $100 in like 3 weeks, John.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons is that investors are realizing that there aren't a lot of brand new, really exciting ideas coming out of Apple.
Yeah.
It is still up, though, for the year by a lot. I think something like 50%.
Right.
So losing a couple points here and there for Apple, you know, maybe not the biggest deal.
Yeah, fair point. Quickly, before I let you go, Neela, are you guys battening down the hatches for the storm?
Absolutely. We're getting all of our peanut butter and crackers lined up.
You know, that's peanut butter coming up late in the broadcast, as it happens. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government down in Washington. John Carney from CNBC in New York. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks
you
a lot.
Too.
All right. Be good.